Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on warping an Amen style swing for a deep jungle atmosphere. This is one of those techniques that can completely transform a drum loop. We're not just trying to make the break fit the tempo. We're shaping the groove so it breathes like an old tape-worn jungle record, with a little instability, a little drag, and just enough swing to feel alive. That matters, because in drum and bass, especially in jungle and darker atmospheric styles, the groove itself creates a huge part of the mood. A break that has micro-pushes and micro-pulls gives you motion before the bass even arrives. It leaves space for dub effects, eerie pads, Reese movement, and all that shadowy atmosphere that makes the track feel deep rather than sterile. So in this lesson, we're going to take an Amen-style break and warp it into a pocket that feels loose, human, and slightly haunted, but still tight enough to drive a modern roller or a heavy jungle drop. First, start with the right source. Drag an Amen-style break into an audio track in Ableton Live 12. If you've got a clean version, great. If it's already a little dusty, even better. We're aiming for character, not clinical perfection. Open the clip view and check the transient markers. Make sure the major kicks, snares, and ghost notes are placed reasonably well. If the break is long or messy, zoom in and verify the important hits. For this kind of drum material, beats mode is usually the best starting point because it keeps the transients punchy and clear. Only reach for Complex Pro if the source really needs heavier stretching or has more tonal content than a normal drum break. A good starting point is to keep transients around 1/16th or 1/8th, depending on how dense the break is. Leave groove amount at 0 for now, and before you start moving things around, duplicate the clip. Keep one clean reference and one version you're going to warp. That way you can always compare your edits against the original feel. Now, get the break lined up to the grid first, then intentionally unsettle it. This is where the jungle character starts to come alive. Identify the hits that really define the loop. Usually that means the main snare, and the ghost notes or little pickup hits that lead into it. Here's the move. Nudge the main snare slightly late, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds. Then push some of the ghost notes slightly early, maybe 3 to 10 milliseconds. You can also let one kick or hat cluster sit just behind the grid so the whole loop feels like it's leaning forward and back at the same time. That's the key idea here. Don't think only in terms of swing percentages. Think in micro-pull and micro-push. A few deliberate offsets can give you more jungle feel than a huge amount of quantize or groove. Why does this work? Because classic jungle break feel often comes from the tension between a late backbeat and early ornamentation. The snare drags just enough to feel heavy, while the tiny ghost notes move ahead and create momentum. That contrast makes the groove feel deep and liquid, even when the track is aggressive. Next, don't treat the whole break like one single object if you can help it. If different parts of the break have different jobs, split the feel up. Keep the punchy, snare-heavy sections in beats mode. If there are cymbal tails, noisy room hits, or smeary sections, you can experiment with tones or texture. For anything more pitched or harmonic, Complex or Complex Pro may help. One advanced workflow is to duplicate the break onto separate tracks and treat each layer differently. You can keep one version focused on transient punch and another version focused on room tone, air, or smear. Then blend them together. A simple split might look like this. One track is the punch track, high-passed somewhere, around 120 to 180 Hz. Another track is the atmosphere track, low-passed around 8 to 12 kHz. Then add a little saturation to the atmosphere layer so it glues into the room instead of sounding detached. This is a really useful move because in jungle, the break is often doing two things at once. It's the rhythmic engine, but it's also part of the texture of the track. Now let's add groove, but keep it subtle. Open the groove pool and try a swing groove, or extract the feel from a classic break if you want a more authentic vibe. Keep the amount pretty modest, maybe 15 to 35%. Add a little velocity variation too, maybe 10 to 25%, so the ghost notes feel more alive. But be careful here. Too much groove can make the break feel late and muddy. The best results usually come from light groove layered over the manual warping you already did. That combination gives you movement without losing definition. If the groove makes the snare too soft, don't immediately pull the timing back to the grid. Instead, fix the shape later with transient processing. That keeps the human pocket intact. At this point, we can start turning the break into a layered drum system. A single amen is rarely enough for darker D&B. You want the break to exist as a system. Build a core break layer for the body and swing. Add a top layer for hats, ride texture, or chopped percussion. Add an impact layer for snare crack or rim definition. And if you want extra depth, Create a room or atmosphere layer that's heavily processed and tucked low in the mix. Group those layers together so you can shape them as one drum bus. On the group, Ableton stock devices are perfect here. Drum bus can give you punch and glue. Saturator adds harmonic density. EQ8 helps carve out overlap. Glue compressor can tighten the bus movement. A solid drum bus starting point might be a little drive, moderate crunch, and maybe some transient boost if the break needs more bite. If the break is thin, boom can help, but keep it focused and use it carefully. You want the kick and snare energy up front, while the top layer gives you that rainy alley, tape job to atmosphere. Now comes one of the most important parts of the lesson. Shape the atmosphere around the groove, not on top of it. Create a return track with reverb, maybe hybrid reverb or the standard reverb. Use a decay of around 1.5 to 4.5 seconds, a high cut somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz, and a pre-delay in the 15 to 35 millisecond range. Then make another return track with echo or a dub-style delay. Keep the low end filtered out and use the feedback tastefully. The important thing is to send only select moments into those effects. Ghost notes, snare tails, chopped room hits, those are the things that should bloom. Automate the send amount so the atmosphere opens up at the end of a phrase, then disappears before the next section lands. That kind of movement is what makes the loop feel arranged instead of just repeated. Here's a great pro trick. Bounce a version of the break with long reverb printed, then resample it and chop out reverse swells or little transitions between phrases. That gives you a haunted, cinematic feel without making the whole mix muddy. After that, clean up the groove with some control processing. On the drum group, use EQ8 to cut mud if the warped room made the break boxy. A gentle cut around 200 to 400 Hz often helps. If the highs disappeared, a small shelf can bring the air back. Use drum bus to keep the transient attack alive. Use saturator with soft clip to tame peaks and thicken the body. Use utility to check mono compatibility and tighten the low end if needed. If the break feels smeared, a compressor with a slow attack and medium release can help stabilize it. Don't flatten it. Just keep the groove from collapsing once the bass starts moving. Now let's talk about bass, because the break and the bass need to speak to each other. The timing of the break should influence the bassline phrasing. Don't just drop a bassline on top of the loop and hope it works. Build the bass around the snare pocket. Leave space where the snare hits. Let the reverb answer in the gaps, or hold a sub note through the space after the snare to create tension. For darker jungle or rollers, this call and response approach works beautifully. Use operator or wave editable for sub and mid layers. Use auto filter for movement. Add saturator or overdrive for harmonics. Keep the sub below about 90 to 110 Hz in mono, and keep the wider reverb energy above that. The groove becomes much more powerful when the bass phrases around the warped break instead of fighting it. Then use arrangement to make the whole thing feel like a story. A strong structure might start with a filtered warped break and heavy ambience for the intro. Then bring in more ghost note detail and increase the reverb send during the build. In the drop, tighten the transient control and reduce the atmosphere so the drums hit harder. Add a one-bar switch up, where the main snare drops out and the delay answers instead. Then strip things back in the outro to room tone, top percussion, and filtered sub. Automation is huge here. Move the cutoff on the break group. Automate the reverb sends on selected hits. Push delay feedback on fill bars. Increase saturation during the build for extra grime. Even small changes can make the track feel like it's physically moving forward. A really nice advanced variation is to make two or three render versions of the same amen. Keep one version straight and punchy, one version looser and more swung, and one version heavily atmospheric. Warp them differently and blend them in a group. That parallel approach can give you a lot of depth without losing control. You can also try a triplet shadow layer by lightly quantizing just a hat or ghost note slice to a triplet feel and blending it very low. Or do a half bar drift, where one hit cluster is nudged slightly later every second bar. These tiny variations make the loop feel like it's evolving instead of looping. And here's one more important teacher note. Check the break at low volume. If the swing still reads quietly, then the groove is strong. If it disappears when the volume comes down, the rhythm probably depends too much on loudness and not enough on timing. Also, bounce test your versions. Make a few renders with different warp choices and come back after a break. Fresh ears often reveal which version actually feels deeper. So to recap, the core idea is simple, but the execution is where the magic happens. Warp the amen for feel, not perfection. Use manual transient nudging and light groove together. Layer punch, tops, and atmosphere separately. Shape the drums with stock Ableton tools like Drum Bus, EQ8, Echo, Hybrid, Reverb, Saturator, and Utility. Then phrase the bass around the break so the whole track feels interlocked and alive. If you get that swing right, the loop stops sounding like a loop and starts sounding like a living piece of jungle history. Now go build that broken, breathing groove.